This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I realize some people have kind of some sensitive stomachs, so this next segment might be a little graphic, all right? We're going to be talking about how to tell if somebody died from strangulation versus hanging. Obviously, this is relevant because the Jeffrey Epstein preliminary autopsy results came out. I was on KABC radio with John Phillips and Jillian Barbary talking about this, where forensics can tell a lot. And I know they have to be really, really careful with publishing results before they've done a full analysis. And the fact that they released that Jeffrey Epstein, 66-year-old financier, they call him a financier, I guess, when you have a lot of money, right? Because you finance stuff. I finance my kids. Why can't I be called a financier? Unfortunately, I don't want to be at all parallel to him. He had pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges, child porn, a whole bunch of stuff. So he was in jail, technically on suicide watch, and then on August 10th, he was found dead in his cell. And so we were told, well, he hung himself. And the two guards that were on, you know, were tired and overworked, which could happen. I mean, then we were told, oh, he really wasn't on suicide watch. He was taken off suicide watch. So there was an autopsy done. And I guess both sides were there, right? So somebody could make sure that nobody lied. And they said he had a bunch of bones fractured in his neck, including the hyoid. Now, for those of us who are kind of, schooled on the anatomy of the neck, the hyoid bone, that's not the Adam's apple. The Adam's apple in a man, women don't really seem to have an Adam's apple, although I think I'm getting it. You know, I have a lot of features that, you know, aren't the most feminine, don't ask. But I don't know if I have one. I just got a big neck. But the Adam's apple is more of the thyroid cartilage and the angle that the thyroid cartilage makes, you know, with the larynx, and you get this kind of this protrusion. The hyoid bone is within that, it's near that whole apparatus, and it's a really, really tiny little bone. And so when they found that to be broken, immediately those of us in the medical field are like, okay, whoa. Hyoid bones we usually see with strangulation injuries. And that's why this whole, you know, conversation blew up of, okay, wait, was he strangulated? Was he, you know, asphyxiated? What happened to him? Was he really hung? So really quickly here, let me just kind of review, okay? And forensics is fascinating. I mean, I might have even gone into that. I just find it fascinating. And you know, we've talked about how the body decomposes and, you know, like, you know, people will always say, when you die, your hair grows and your nails grow. No, that doesn't happen. What happens is your fingers, like mine, you know, they're like really plump, right? And they're like really, really hydrated. So when you die and you start to dehydrate, the finger goes down, the swelling goes down, and the nail appears to look bigger. Same thing with the head, right? You know, so then your hair follicles seem to look like they grew because your head shrinks from dehydration. So there's a lot of cool things that unfortunately happen when we die to the body. But in a hanging injury, and there's still some states that use that as this for capital punishment, you have to drop from a certain height, and you have to, in a way, suspend, but then jerk. And the reason why that has to happen is because we want you to painlessly crack one of your vertebrae, which will then sever your spinal cord. And when you sever your spinal cord, you lose nerve flow to vital organs. You then lose blood flow. and you might not die right away. It may take a few minutes for you to die because you're losing blood flow to the brain, but it's supposed to be very a quick and painless way to die. We talk about Hangman fractures of the C2 pars. I'm writing this up, and you'll have some diagrams, you know, because you need to see this. But the hangman's fracture is something we will see in somebody who was hung. Okay, maybe not all the time. Could you break some of your frontal or more anterior bones? Absolutely. You can. You know, they were saying, I think the Washington Post said, a hyoid bone could be broken in a hanging if somebody's older, meaning if they had osteoporosis. But then my question is what other bones could have also been broken if he was really that deeply osteoporotic, you know? But again, that's not for me to say. Strangulation, there's a whole bunch of different ways. You could strangulate with hands. You could strangulate using ligature, you know, something around the neck. But basically with that, with strangulation, you're cutting off blood flow and you're cutting off air. So with strangulation, rather than so much a blood pressure drop, there's going to be more of a flow to the brain. Meaning, if a forensic expert MRIs the brain, or CTs the neck, you could technically see different forms of damage. So whereas somebody hanging himself may not have brain swelling, somebody who's strangled may. Now, this isn't all exclusive. This isn't all, you know, this isn't, shall we say, 100%. Because let's say you hung yourself poorly, like from a bunk bed, and you didn't have a far enough drop, or you had too short a drop, or something. Unfortunately, you really have to have the height correct. And I don't really see how he could have done it off a bunk bed. And so many times people try to hang themselves, they basically strangulate themselves. So then you could have petechial hemorrhages in the eyes. You could have blood vessel bursts, and you could have the strangulation blood flow sort of damage. But if he truly hung himself, you might not see the same injuries as you would with strangulation. So forensic experts can tell. They just have to figure out how exactly it is that he died. And now, a soft tissue neck CT. So if somebody, let's say, hung himself, and the band was like maybe an inch wide, all right? And you could see where it slid. You could see the movement of it. You could tell by soft tissue damage when the drop happened and if he did strangulate where. Yet if somebody used their hands, if somebody wrapped a bunch of sheets around the neck, the damage would be more generalized and more confluent rather than well demarcated. So basically, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein could have died both ways. He could have technically been hung. He could have been strangulated. But we need a little bit more information and to know what happened with the scans and what they saw with that to tell. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess it's true. I think Donald Trump was looking at into buying Greenland. I don't think he's the first president that's done that. Apparently, Greenland, you know, it's owned by Denmark. And it's, from what I understand, it's amazing. I watch Ice Cold Gold, and they go to Greenland. And, I mean, you expect it to be really, really green. Just like with Iceland, you expect it to be really, really ice. But a lot of times it's kind of more arid and not as, I mean, I'm sure there's areas that are very, very green. But I've flown over Greenland, and it's ice. It's a lot of ice. So I like ice. I think that's pretty, pretty cool. But, you know, why would Donald Trump want to purchase Greenland? So I guess 60,000 people live there. I don't think they'd be allowed to vote, so I don't think it's that. But Greenland is supposed to have a lot of natural resources, ore, lead, zinc, diamonds, gold, uranium, oil. That's why ice cold gold, people are going to Greenland to find the gold. You know, Alaska, you know, the whole gold rush shows and things like that. You know, Alaska, California, that's been kind of done already. And maybe there's parts of Alaska that haven't been hit. But Canada, Greenland, that, there's some cool stuff. And so now that the ice sheet is melting, there's some access to land. Plus, you got some nice geopolitical, you got a nice location of it, too. According to CNN, they say located 750 miles north of the Arctic Circle, the air base, I think it's the full air base, includes a radar station that is part of a U.S. ballistic missile early warning system. So very, very helpful in case anything happens on the other side. So is Greenland for sale? I don't think so. I don't believe it. It is. And the country's government tweeted, we're open for business, not for sale. But every place does have a price, you know? And so apparently the United States did try to purchase it back in 1946. U.S. Secretary of State James Barnes, Barnes, was under Harry Truman. He broached the idea with the Danish foreign minister. Nothing ever came of it. But then William Seward, who purchased parts of Alaska, wanted to buy Greenland also. So, you know, we buying other countries and or other, like, not countries, but yeah, and land and expansion. We haven't really done that much recently. I think, you know, the last time we bought anything was 1898, the Philippine Islands, the Virgin Islands. Back in 1917, we bought those from Denmark. Before that, the Philippines. Before that, Alaska from the Russians. I think we bought Alaska for $7.2 million back in the 1800s, which is, I know, a steal. Can you imagine? Now it would be like gazillion dollars. So, yeah, Greenland's pretty icy. So, yeah, Iceland can be green, but it's not as much ice as you would think. So, yeah, Donald Trump, you know, considering it, I think it's a smart move. I just don't know if, you know, he's going to be successful with it. But, and I don't know if we have the money for that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys have been watching entertainment news, but AV Club on the Newswire has said that Katy Perry has now had two people accuse her of sexual assault. Teenage Dream co-star Josh Kloss had come forward with accusations of sexual assault, and now another person, a TV presenter and producer in the country of Georgia, is claiming that Katy Perry harassed her at an industry party. Her name is Tina Candelaca, and she alleges that Katy Perry was heavily intoxicated when she touched her inappropriately and attempted to kiss her. After openly rejecting her advances, Candelaki claims that Perry was persistent and continued to behave inappropriately before eventually moving on. No other further details, but she said that she was inspired to come forward after seeing Kloss speak out. Now, Kloss claimed that Katy Perry pulled his pants down during a party in 2010 and exposing him to fellow partygoers. Perry has not publicly addressed either accusation. So we don't really hear a lot of women getting accused of sexual harassment. And it's something that, you know, has been brought up. You know, guys don't really seem to have as much freedom of speech as others do, you know. So when, you know, the Me Too movement was flourishing and, you know, people were able to come forward, you know, with claims that, you know, of what happened to them, you know, many of them true, you know, some of them not true. You know, discussions kind of surfaced of, okay, well, what about women, you know, grabbing me? What about, you know, women saying things inappropriate. And that didn't go anywhere. It didn't go viral. It didn't take hold. And, you know, when a man says something like that, usually somebody says to the man, just enjoy it. What are you talking about? Why would you complain about some woman grabbing you. Well, actually, it's no joke. Somebody doesn't want to be touched, or somebody doesn't want to be harassed, somebody doesn't want to be, you know, inappropriately, you know, talked about, fondled, ridiculed, undressed. That it's assault no matter what, no matter what your sex or, you know, gender is. You know, I told you when we were in Amsterdam, we went to a show, okay, not a Broadway show, we went to an Amsterdam show. Because everybody said you had to see it. You just had to go. It wasn't so much because you want to see the sex. It's just something that you would not see in the United States. You got to see it. And we saw a gentleman go up on stage, and some of the things she had him do, it really would have been construed as assault. Yeah, the crowd is cheering, and they're like, yay, you know. But I'm like, you know, he could have gotten an STD. You know, she kind of made him do things on stage that, you know, yeah, he probably could have gotten off the stage, but he didn't feel like he could. And, you know, I don't really think he enjoyed it as much as somebody would think that they would. And so, you know, can women, you know, commit as grievous assaults as men can on women? Absolutely. And again, I have no idea. Katy Perry could be innocent. I mean, you know, when you are in the public eye and, you know, you are flirty, and there's a lot of things that unfortunately can happen, could be construed, or can actually happen. You know, she has a right to defend herself. She's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to look at this as, you know, okay, so what happens to a woman in Hollywood that gets accused of sexual assault? We see what happened to men. Men who get accused, they're, you know, the show gets canceled. You know, nobody hires them again. They're done. But if a woman does it, is she, you know, is she safe? And, you know, if assault is assault, then, you know, everybody needs to be treated equally with this. You know, now, I'm a fan of Katy Perry's music. I think she does a lot for charity. I think she does a lot for, the industry as well as, you know, society, etc. But, you know, if she did commit a crime, just as if, you know, a male counterpart did, she's found guilty of it, is she going to have the same consequences? People say, well, women talk like that all the time, or they touch each other, or they grab each other, or they grab, and, you know, again, it's still assault. I mean, you know, the pendulum's going to keep swinging back and forth, but if the average man who gets accused of assault, if his life is ruined and he can't work anymore, he can't, you know, show his face in public anymore, and he's branded, right, a predator, is the same thing going to happen to a female? And people are going to kind of say, you know, wait a second here, okay? You know, this isn't fair. If assault is, you know, a crime, whether if you rob a bank and you're a female or a male, the punishment has to fit the crime. That's why there's so much discussions on, you know, people of different, you know, ethnic groups and how they're being, you know, prosecuted. I mean, you know, if you rob a bank and you rob a bank in this manner, you would think the punishment would be consistent. Yet it all depends on the attorney. It all depends on, you know, the case, laws aren't. So people, you know, may get off easy. They may get the book thrown at them. And then the next question that arises is, you know, how many people were flirty, did lose some inhibitions, touched something that they shouldn't have, and do they deserve to basically lose their whole career? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is siding with the Trump administration in a legal battle over its efforts to limit asylum claims from Central America, blocking, for now, a nationwide injunction that blocked the implementation of the rule. Police discovered two mysterious packages on the ground in a New York City subway Friday morning. They were first thought to be explosive devices, but later deemed not dangerous. The packages turned out to be a couple of pressure cookers. CEO of the New York City Transit Authority, Andy Byford, spoke to reporters about the police efforts.
As soon as our rail control center was advised of this incident, that there had been these two suspicious packages found on the 2-3 platform here at Fulton Street, we immediately, acting upon police advice and putting safety first for our customers, we immediately suspended service on line 2 and 3.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, currently, police are pursuing a gentleman. He appears to be white, wearing a Prime Day 2018 t-shirt, Amazon Prime Day, because he allegedly placed rice cookers in a New York City subway station by the World Trade Center. Both steamers and a third now have been found in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. Now, for now, they've been examined. They do not believe they're explosive, safe. But you could see him pushing the shopping cart near the Fulton Street subway station. Two rice cookers were found Friday morning. A third one was found next to a trash can in Chelsea. And an investigation right now is ongoing, whether they're all connected. I mean, the average person, you know, maybe they'll lose their wallet at the subway. You know, maybe they'll drop a pen. But to drop a rice cooker, kind of odd. So, authorities did say all three devices were the same make and model. My guess is they're connected. Police say they want to speak to the dark-haired man. He has dark hair, white, skinny. And he looks like he's looking around. Doesn't look very, you know, casual. He looks like he's in his 20s, 30s. And he was seen dropping the rice cookers in the station. So he's now a person of interest. But they don't want to call him a suspect. They want to speak to him because of the rush hour timing and the busy location. There were a lot of people around that area. But it looks like he's holding a rice cooker to me. I could be wrong. Now, authorities did not link him to the third rice cooker. None of the rice cookers were explosive. All three devices were stainless steel, silver, commercial-grade rice cookers with black handles. And all three were empty. So you wonder what the heck. So this happened this morning. So, of course, it, you know, made people panic. The NYPD did give the all clear. And, you know, it was business as usual. And apparently a subway rider alerted two transit officers on patrol. Cops responded and called in for additional resources. And you just see a rice cooker sitting there. I mean, good for people, like, being aware. Again, when you live in an area where there's, you know, gun control and you would think you'd have those protections, and there's, you have to also be on the lookout of other means how somebody may want to attack you, just like with the Boston Marathon bombers. So Fulton Street Station is one of the city's busiest hubs. It was evacuated, and no reports of injuries, thank God. And this kind of parallels what happened back in 2016. A man named Ahmad Rahimi left luggage with two pressure cooker bombs on 23rd and 27th Street in Chelsea. So the one on 23rd Street actually exploded, injured 36 people. The device on 27th never exploded. A woman had spotted it and called 911. So Rahimi was captured days later in a gun battle. This is according to NBC New York. This was in Linden, New Jersey, and then he was sentenced to multiple life terms last year. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, New York has definitely had its share of, you know, some trauma. And adding insult to injury, we hear that a seventh officer, nine total, has died by suicide. Seventh officer since June. And another tragedy for the NYPD, a veteran police officer died in his Queens home last night. No, actually 2 nights ago. Seventh member of the force had just so in the last 10 weeks, and the second in just 2 days. His wife found the 56-year-old Robert Echeverra with a gunshot wound to his head. She called 911. He was rushed to the hospital but pronounced dead. And apparently, the New York Police Department has been having a, you know, rash of suicides. Nine total in 2019. So according to NYPD Chief of Detectives Jerome O'Shea, said, "We are hurting right now. It's been a very tough year. From the unions to the membership to the executives of the police department, we're feeling it. And we're all trying as best as we can to work together to come up with initiatives to do more. Everyone wants the same thing here." So they say Echeverra's death marks the second time in 2 days that a member of the NYPD was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And so the mental health of cops isn't something that the public is, you know, very concerned about. The department is. But, you know, it just kind of makes you stop and think. You know, not only are these guys and gals putting themselves at risk from a just a simple traffic stop like what happened in California where somebody, you know, does a traffic stop and they get shot at versus, actually, going in and, helping hostages and, taking care of business at Asabi versus them, finding that they, just can't go on. And you know, why? You know, he had 7 years on the job, so he wasn't really close to retirement. And this was somebody else. This was Johnny Rios. Johnny Rios was only 35 years old. He was found in his home in Yonkers. Died by suicide. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. So thinking, well, don't cops get to make, retirement? 25 years is not soon. And when you're in a job where you have to, every minute of your job, be afraid that someone's going to try to kill you, it's going to wear on you. So, other officer deaths include Deputy Chief Stephen Silks, Detective Joseph Calabrese, Officer Michael Caddy, 29 years old only, Officer Kevin Priest, Sergeant Terrence McAvoy. Apparently, an I-Team survey of police across the country found 78% of cops experienced critical stress on the job, 68% saying that stress triggered unresolved emotional issues. You know, the other thing, too, that a lot of people say is they have resources at their job. A lot of places, institutions, etc., they have somebody there. But having somebody there doesn't necessarily work out and be as practical as one would think. You know, let's say somebody wants privacy and they want to get some help, but they don't want others to know. Some of these, institutions, whether they're academic, whether they're marketing, whether they're, economics, engineering, whatever, right? If you come out of that office or that part of the building, everybody knows. Everybody sees. And there's still a stigma attached to mental illness. And so, if you just kind of want to talk and just kind of want to open up or whatever, and you see these barriers or you see these obstacles or these challenges, many times you're like, okay, no, I don't know how much help I'm going to get from a stranger. I know they got counseling, but everybody's going to see me. It's going to be written somewhere. It's going to be in my chart. Forget about it. And, it's very, very hard to come forward and say, I need help and to talk. And there's that stereotype that, women, are more likely to talk more than men. Women are more likely, if they commit suicide, to act out versus men more likely to be successful with it. Those aren't really stereotypes. Those are statistics. So, you see these, I think they're all male, these suicides, it's a statistic. So if it is a statistic, I don't care about political correctness. Are we approaching men with, ways where they could talk to somebody? I mean, I'm a fan of telemedicine now because telemedicine allows people to, from the privacy of their own home, call and seek some mental help. Again, some people are reluctant because their insurance could find out, and then it's on some, somebody's record. But listen, I would rather, it be on, in some insurance record than you dead. So get some help. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember a few years ago there was a devastating banana fungus? And it was killing a lot of the bananas, and bananas were going to go up in price, and the majority of us were like, well, we don't care because we don't really like bananas because they get really soggy, and, you know, they bruise a lot, and, you know, none of us know how to make banana bread. Well, apparently this devastating banana fungus has now arrived in Colombia. And that is now really threatening, I guess, the fruit's future. And this isn't good, despite how much you dislike bananas, because, you know, we really don't need to be losing out on any more food. So according to Fernando Alexander Garcia Batistas, it says, for me, the worst moment was seeing the pictures. He's a banana researcher at the Dutch company Cajin. He carried out tests to confirm what was going on. Because banana plantations, right, appear to be starting to die off. So the plants were turning yellow, wilting. It looked like they didn't have water. But Garcia Patistas recognized the symptoms. He's seen it before in devastated banana plantations in the Philippines. And it's from the effects of the fungus Fusarium. And he was hoping that wouldn't be it. But farmers in Colombia sent him photos, and he was like, oh boy. So for the next month, he said he had trouble sleeping. He flew to Colombia, collected samples of the wilting plants, tested them. The results confirmed his fears. Apparently the plants were infected, with a variant of the Fusarium fungus called Tropical Race 4. And I guess this TR4, according to NPR, began marching through the world's banana-growing countries in the 90s. It was attended to Taiwan, then it moved to Malaysia and Indonesia, then jumped to China, Australia, and the Philippines. Excuse me. And then it showed up in Mozambique and Africa 5 years ago. So in the banana production industry, this is huge. This is like Armageddon. And so they're trying to prevent it from spreading. Apparently what Bastida has to do is buy a new pair of shoes before he enters each banana growing region, because he wants to make sure he doesn't bring a spore or speck of the fungus and contaminate their soil. They think it hopped the ocean somehow, arrived in Latin America. Could have been on some boat or shipment or something. And this Fusarium fungus lives in the soil. Nobody really knows how to kill it or treat infected plants. Once it takes hold of a plant, it gets through the roots, blocks the vessels that carry the water, and the nutrients, starves the plants, kills most members of the banana family. Even the Cavendish bananas, which is kind of the ones that we eat. So actually, Colombian authorities have declared a national emergency. I mean, this is huge, and this is a huge part of their economy, too. So banana growers are now trying to kill all the banana plants that have this fungus. I don't know what they're going to do with the soil. It's like starting from scratch. But they think, unfortunately, it could be too late. The fungus has already been in the soil. So how do you, you can't like mow it out and then add new soil. I'm not sure what they would do. So, the fungus takes years to move. I mean, this has been going on now for 20, 30 years. And so they hope that it could slow it down, but it's not, happening. The other thing that you could do is you could make a banana plant that's resistant to the fungus. So what you could do is you could try to hybrid banana plants. Again, this is where you start to manipulate with nature so that you can make them fungus resistant. And then you could swap those out. I'm not really a banana eater, but I don't want to see an industry fall. That's definitely not good. Okay, so what's going on with Ebola? Let's give you guys a quick update with Ebola. From what I understand, the virus has spread now to South Kivu. Apparently, there is another death that's been reported. And this is a new region of the Congo. It's the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo province, South Kivu. And it's recorded its first confirmed cases, one of which was a fatality. According to the government, they said two cases which tested positive for Ebola were confirmed overnight in the Lewindi district. One was 26 years old and one of their children. The 26-year-old died, but the child is now being tested. So the death toll now has risen to 1,900. It was 1,800 just a couple days ago. And, again, we're still nowhere near the, 11,000 deaths You know, or the, although the number kind of went to 12,000 in one of the latest reports, but still, it's, you know, too much for our taste. So right now, teams from the National Anti-Ebola Coordination Campaign has arrived yesterday to provide support. As you know, Ebola causes fever, vomiting, severe diarrhea. Then you can get kidney and liver failure, internal and external bleeding. It is called a hemorrhagic fever. And because you bleed internally. And you get it by infected bodily fluids being swapped, or you, you know, dressing somebody who died or taking care of somebody who's sick and sweaty and then unfortunately getting it. And Ebola was first identified back in the 70s. It was 1976. This is the 10th outbreak. It's just the majority of the outbreaks are small. You know, usually about 250 people die during each outbreak. But 11,000 people died between 2014 and 2016, no matter what the source is. It was about 11,000. And that happened in West Africa, in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So this is now the second largest outbreak. It has been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. And that occurred after Ebola was found in Goma. And Goma is a city of 2 million people in the Congo. So not good, you know. But what the good news we did get this week on Ebola is the medications that were in clinical trials work so well that they're already using them. And the idea that they were running out hopefully has now been laid to rest and they have other medicine they could use. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of us live in really, really polluted areas. Not good. And they say that if you do live in a polluted area, it's as bad as you smoking a pack a day. So good for you for not smoking, but if you live in a polluted area, you could be screwed. So the study was published Tuesday in the medical journal JAMA. It's the largest of its kind. And it looked at exposure to air pollution, specifically ground-level ozone. They looked at fine particulate matter, nitrogen oxide, and black carbon. And the study looked at more than 7,000 adults aged 45 to 84 over a decade in six metropolitan areas like Baltimore, Chicago, L.A., New York City, St. Paul, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So using a CAT scan, they were able to see that exposure to each of the pollutants was associated with the development of emphysema. Now, emphysema is a condition we see in smokers where they lose the lung elasticity. It's like a balloon that has been blown up so much, you know, and air let out that it's kind of boggy. And so people are getting emphysema, or they look like they have emphysema, but they never smoked. And again, if you don't have the elasticity of the lungs, you can't do good air exchange. You have old air trapped in the lungs. Well, we need nice, new, fresh air coming into the lungs to exchange oxygen. Then, to look at lung function, they use spirometry, where you blow into a machine and they go blow, 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 blow. And you're blowing out as hard as you can to look at your lung function. And they said the patients were all healthy when they started the study, but then over the 10 years, they start to see the change in the lungs. Now, why? What's so bad about pollution? Well, ozone will irritate and inflame the lining of our lungs. And when you get inflammation, you get damage. And the exposure to ozone leaves you winded, you know, wheezy a little bit, and you could be more prone to asthma attacks. You know, I call something Vegas asthma something that I kind of coined back in the 90s, where if you live in Vegas long enough, you know, sometimes you need to start using inhalers when you get sick, and you kind of, you know, have something that looks like an asthma. And I call it Vegas asthma because of the dust and a lot of the pollution that we breathe in. And Las Vegas has some real nice suburbs, and, you know, it's a great place to be. And if you come to visit for a weekend, the air is fine. But I just noticed that when you're here for a certain amount of time, you know, you start to kind of have some issues with your breathing. And I think a lot of cities have that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.